This call is being recorded.
Up into the sky, out of this building, out of whatever building you find yourself in, up into the night or the daylight sky, and higher and higher. Let yourself rise past the various grids, the earth grids, up to the Christ grid, which is above the atmosphere of the earth. And you can see this Christ grid as an energy grid going across the planet, all the way around the planet, encircling the planet, connecting everywhere. Now feel these energies, know these energies that you have created here, that have been brought up to this Christ grid in this pillar of light. Send the energies down now. But at the same time, the energy from the galactic central sun is coming as an electric blue light coming from the galactic central sun through our sun, through our sun soul, S-O-L, and coming through the gateway through the sun, the energy coming as an energy beam of light coming and joining the rest of us at the pillar of light at the Christ grid, and this energy moving in and moving out across the Christ grid. So our energy and the energy from the galactic central sun all moving out across this Christ grid, and the energies then falling down from the Christ grid as a rain of energy, a rain of spirit, rain of light, moving down to the earth, to the surface of the earth. See it as a rain everywhere. And rain, as it falls, it forms into waves of energy or waves of love, waves of light. And these waves, as the rain continues to fall, it forms into these waves, and these waves as a tsunami of love moving across the planet, spreading across, encircling the planet, engulfing the planet. Everywhere there was darkness, there is no more darkness. Darkness is gone. Darkness has been replaced by the light or illuminated by the light. There is nothing that is not the light. The light is all there is. There is no other than the light. So send this light, know this light moving out across the planet to all areas of the planet. Bringing love, bringing one energy, the energy of the one. One consciousness. Feel you like you're ready, you can begin to move back down into the pillar of light as an individual consciousness that you are, back down the pillar of light, back down towards your physical body. But as you move into your physical body, bring that energy that was created in this pillar of light, bring it into you so that you and the pillar of light here in this room, here on the planet, are all one. And bring it into your body and feel that energy coming back into your body. As you come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. Whenever you're ready, sir.
Yes, thank you. I am Divine Mother, here to share with you today of this glorious day, a day of celebration at all levels and for all beings. There are so many in this room who came to share this with you. Can you feel them?
Yes. Yes.
And each of you has done your part in building, as we have contributed to this building of this golden white light pillar in this room. You will have this each week to come and to cherish and to build even more upon. But this has been an installation of light for this group. And that shines brightly will attract more and more as well. This has been an exciting week. There have been many, many things that have become revealed to you in your physical 3D world. They have said that there would be more things coming in the coming week that will be reported on by Sananda and more for next week's Hollow Earth Call. We know that these times are very exciting for all because you are seeing the good. You are calling forth the good. You are calling forth the light and the love in each situation. I basically wanted to give you a thumbs up today. Let you know that this was an awesome experience for each person who participated. And for those who will be listening to this recording, will be very excited to hear it as well. We know that you are excited, and as this night, this year 2016 moves along, each day, each week, each month, you think, is it over? Now it is. We'll continue to see things evolve. We'll continue to see as the light seeks its way through all channels, through all life upon the planet. And you will see that your life has changed, your lives have changed, and the world has changed. Have a wonderful week. We are looking forward to visiting with you again next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Om Padme Om Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
I am back here. I was earlier with you, and we are back now to assist you and take this a little further here. First of all, the pillar of light that you have created here is a beacon of light, somewhat like a lighthouse, and it will attract, as Divine Mother has said, it will attract many here. This is a new center, a new opening here. This was not by happenstance that the one Mahendran moved here to this particular place here. It was destined, you might say. Of course, he had to go through the process that would bring him here, had to say that he would come and do his house sale and all these things. It was then respects by his higher self that he and his lovely helpmeet, Susila, would come here and continue to bring about the change here, not only within this group, but in many groups. For you see, what happens here in this group also happens in other groups as well. It is a collective consciousness, as you are coming more and more and more to understand. So what happens to one happens to all. So you are a guiding light. You, this group, those of you on the phone, those of you that are present here, are a guiding light to mankind now. You do not necessarily think of yourselves in this way. You think of yourselves as coming to a Sunday meeting, and once you're gone from here, it is over. It is not over. You are doing much as you come to these meetings, as you come to these groups, and you learn and you express these energies, and then you bring these energies out from here and bring them out to many. Even though you do not know you are doing it, even though those that are experiencing you doing it do not know that you are doing it, but you are. You are expressing love and energy and light, and it is spreading. It is spreading like the wildfire across the planet, from your group, from all of the thousands and thousands of groups that meet such as this. And yes, there are thousands of groups such as this. Many different types, yes, different agendas and all of so, pat yourselves on the back, people. You have come a long way. What is that? You've come a long way, baby? You see? You have come a very long way. Think about the from what you had two or three years ago here. Much, much, much different. So allow the process, and we repeat the process to continue. But as Divine Mother has said, as many are beginning to say now, it has come to an end. It is nearly come to a finish here. You are going to watch the what do we say here? We do not like the term death, but we will use it here because nothing else is coming. The death toll or the death knoll of those that have been in here for a very long time, they are in relapse. And you will see this happening more and more. You will be aware of this. You will come to even the three-dimensional understanding. Three-dimensional understanding is changing now to fourth and fifth dimensional understanding. So even though those of you still think you are in 3D, well, guess what? You are not so much in 3D as much as you used to be. You are moving beyond this often. Whenever you feel a sense of bliss come over you, whenever you feel a sense of joy and you have no idea where it comes from, this is moving into higher dimensions. You are not necessarily going to go anywhere. Those of you that think you're going to just wake up one morning and the next day, the next moment, you are in the fifth dimensional and floating in the clouds, no, that is not happening. That is not the way it's going to be. You are going to someone mentioned earlier that you feel lighter. Yes. This is going to happen more and more. You are going to be aware of your physical body actually feeling lighter. May not actually be lighter if you would put it on a measuring scale, but it will be lighter. It will feel it to you. It will feel like you are not carrying around so much weight anymore, because you are not. Even the weight off of your shoulders is going to lift. Those of you that have back aches and back pains and all of this stuff, that is all going to lift away. You will not have these pains anymore because the weight is being lifted off of you. That is our message here. As one who serves, the Shira is standing by for your questions. And as Divine Mother said, yes, there is going to be some happening coming here in your next session when you are with the Hollow Earth Call next Sunday as we find it. And it is going to be what you would call special. That is all we can say at this moment on this. Sheila is standing by. Do you have questions now?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
My name is Robin, and I'm calling to ask about this sentence that was in a channeling for us. And it says that the warnings did not stop this globalist agenda, and they are right now being returned to source. It is done. This, you will discover, is the day of judgment, as has been foretold. This was recorded around the 24th of July, and I'm just wondering, I have a couple of questions regarding this. How are they removed, the globalist cabal? Do their spirits only leave and they receive walk-ins, or do their bodies go with them?
Then we will answer as to yes, it is done. It is done from our point of view, not so much yet from yours, because it has not reverberated out completely yet, but it is coming. You are going to see many various things. You have spoken of some of these things already in your discussion earlier, as we have noticed here, where you speak of UFOs coming down lower and lower and brighter than the sky, and feeling like they can do this now and not going to be shot out of the sky, or at least attempted to shoot them out of the sky. That is not happening anymore, because they cannot be shot out of the sky. They never could be, actually, but they could have been attempted to, and this was not going to be allowed. So that has dissipated greatly. There is no more control for them, and they feel like they can come down more and more, and they will. The arrival of those ships from which you have heard that have been cloaked high above the earth, they are coming down lower and lower now. And as they come down lower and lower, the veil is going to continue to lift. And as it continues to lift, you will continue to see more and more, both of ships as well as into other dimensional realities. So all of that is coming. Yes. Sashira, anything to add to this?
Well, we believe that part of what she was asking was to make a comment on the sentence that she read aloud. And we will say that these things have, as one who serves said, have been accomplished at our level. And so the playoff for this in the 3D world is still in progress. And you were asking about how things are going to happen. You know, each and every single person, each and every single soul has a opportunity to make their decision about whether or not they want to move forward. But honestly, most of the souls in all the great picture things will turn to the light and go forward with you as the human family. Those who will not turn to the light will find themselves perhaps placed in another place, or perhaps their souls may be cleansed thoroughly and start from anew. One who serves.
You can look at it. You have a saying, those who will not turn to the light will be consumed by the light. And that is correct.
Yeah.
You can think of it in any respect you want, but that is a true statement here. Would there be other questions here?
Well, I'm wondering when we will see the local activities of the Kabbalists, or whatever you want to call them, on a local level. When will they reside elsewhere?
We cannot give a when here, because of it is always based on probabilities, not definites or anything of this nature. It is always probabilities. And that is what we look at. And we can see the probability now of much changing very quickly But we cannot give a definite date here because we do not know the date, you do not know the date, no one knows the date except Source, him herself, the Prime Creator Source. That is the only one that knows at this point exactly when it will be. But it is always based on mass consciousness or the collective consciousness. And as the collective consciousness shifts and moves up into higher vibrations, higher frequencies, as the frequency continues to rise, then the consciousness shift will occur. Then the event will come, or rather the series of events leading to the more major event. But as to exactly when, cannot say, but we can give little hints here and there, and we do when we are able to. And we can say that there is something coming very quickly here that is going to be announced. There is an announcement coming that will give you an indication that there is going to be some major shifts happening here.
Great.
Did your shifts happen? They are happening. Ashira, anything to add here?
No, thank you.
Very good. Other questions here?
Yes.
Yes, here in the room, question?
Yes, your voice was very different today. Some of us cried. It's some kind of a different impact of what just happened here, why we were so emotional all of a sudden.
That was the collective consciousness of all gathered here around you and with you that was in the voice, was in the energy that was created from this. It was moved into this physical body that we are speaking through, James, and reverberated or moved out into the room through all of you. And it was added to by all of the energies here gathered here. This is why you felt it. Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, all of the various archangels were here, as well as several of the galactics. Ashtar was here. Sananda was here. Still are here in some respects. Some of them have not left. They are all here. Saint Germain certainly also. They had Saint Germain brought his violet flame here. Archangel Michael brought his flaming blue sword of truth here. All was a part of this. This, people here, is just a small smidgen expression of what you are going to feel when the event occurs. You can imagine. Does this answer your question? Is here anything to add to this?
I don't think so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Yes, Karen. So had this experience last night in dream state, which I was very calm about, but from my body, it was like there was an artificial intelligence that was inside my abdominal area, and it started being revealed because the size of my body was becoming more a good size of body, and out to the abdominal area came this computer chip. And so I was wondering if you could share some insight into that, please.
So Sierra, do you want to?
Yes, I will be happy to start with this one. This was a dream that you had, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So we would say that there was something on your mind that you were chewing on before you went to sleep that night. Other things that you're aware of about the artificial intelligence, I would not be concerned about this being actually in my body and changing into other computer items. This is something that was purely on your mind at the time that you dreamt of, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. One who serves.
Yes, there was a question here in the room also.
Yes, thank you. I have two questions. I just wanted to know if you could provide me with some insight about what I perceived to be the site of City of Light in Sedona as I traveled this week, and also last night, this expanse of light that was in the sky as the sun was setting. Was I seeing the City of Light and the light that was emanating?
I did it, Susan. You already know the answer.
Okay.
You already know it. You have already said. Did you not? I saw the City of Light.
I did. Yeah.
And is not believing is seeing?
Yeah. All right.
Then that is your answer. It is real. It is there. This is for all now, for all of you. It is a real happening. There really is a City of Light there. There really are going to be near 12 cities of light appearing all over the planet. They are etheric in the dimension now that they are. But they are not coming down. You are going up to them, you see? So they are going to begin to appear more and more. You've already begun to see it around the world. Some have experienced the beginnings of this as they are seeing momentarily through the veil. As the veil continues to drop more and more, you will begin to see more of these types of things and many other things. You are going to see into other dimensions. Be ready for this. This is what one of the things we are preparing you for. This is what Sananda has said as you are being acclimated to all of this, to these energies, to these things you are going to be experiencing, seeing, hearing, all of this. All of this is part of the process. But as we have said many times, as many have said, we cannot say exactly how this is going to be because this has never happened before, ever, in the history of the history of the history. You see? Not in the way this is happening here on this planet and in this solar system and galaxy. For as you are going through a shift of consciousness, the entire solar system and the galaxy are also going through a consciousness shift. This has never happened before. It has never happened before that all of the people of a planet, all of the collective consciousness of a planet are shifting at the same time with the planet itself. This is also new. So that's why we keep saying, sit back, get ready, enjoy the show. It's going to be quite the show here. Ashira, anything to add?
Yes,
here?
I will add to
yes.
this. Here, when there is a reason that you are where you are and you're seeing what you are seeing, we would say that taking time to meditate sometimes and take yourself to the City of Light, visit it, get a sense about what it feels like in your heart, what it feels like being there, seeing the various buildings, seeing the healing areas. There is a reason you are there. And as that continues to unfold for you, you will very much enjoy the preparation time that you have put in, all right?
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Tell you what, people. 2 Sundays from now, if you wish, we will take you on a trip to the City of Light here in Sedona.
Yes, yes.
We have done this before with you, but because of those changes that are happening within each of you, you will have an even greater experience of this. And those of you that have not done this are in for an experience as well.
A treat.
A treat, yes, in for a treat. Not chick, just treat. Yes. Knew we could not get through a whole time without your questions, Joanna. We love your questions. It makes us think as well.
So I have
consciousness, not only here on this planet, but consciousness that has been dimensionally working with this various planet here over many thousands of years. So it is as you are moving into the higher dimensions, as you move into fifth dimensional reality and begin more and more to create the world around you, this is how this particular, these cities of light have been created up until this point. But you are going to be able to add to them with your imagination. As we said many times, your imagination is more real than you can possibly imagine. Is that the way to say it? Interesting here. You're very English language, very strange in many respects. We're getting it more and more. You should see what it was like when we first started coming through this one. Nobody could understand what we were saying. Yes, did this answer your first part of question?
Yes, so as I understand, it is a collective consciousness that creates the City of Light.
Yes.
Or City of Light, plural.
Yes.
And that our consciousness could strengthen it or add to it or make it what we need.
That is correct.
Okay. So the next question that I have three things. I am, it is, and we are. Are those the same?
Ashira, do you want to address
this
part?
This.
You want she to answer this one.
All right. Are they the same?
Yes.
Say them again, please.
I am. It is.
It is.
We are.
It is all one and the same, yes.
Okay.
The I am consciousness is what you are speaking of
here.
You are the I am consciousness. Everyone around you is the I am consciousness. Everything around you, animal, plant, inanimate object that has consciousness is the I am consciousness.
So in our ascension language, I am is the creation or manifestation of our thoughts, correct? When we say I am something, we create that you are that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if we say we are, we're also creating as a collective what we are. If we say it is, and I'm just asking from the way my mind is processing this, if we say it is something, it is easy, it is difficult, it is whatever it is, does that, it is difficult, for example, is that a way of saying I am not capable?
You can look at it this way if you wish. It is not necessarily so, though. It depends on not only the words, but the feeling behind the words, those in the intention as well. For instance, you have a tendency to say various things, not only you, but many. I am sick and tired, things of this nature, you drive me crazy. All of these types of things are indications of holding on to the old programming within you. And going through rote memory, those things which have been programmed into you over a period of time. Not only this lifetime, but many lifetimes this has been the case. And you are all coming out of this collective programming. So if you look at it as a collective programming, not as an individual programming, but collective, it will help you to move out of this because you are coming to the understanding that you are all one. And the more that you come to this understanding that you are all one, therefore, you cannot then be a part of the collective programming because you are all coming out of it. This makes sense.
Yes, thank you.
Ashira, anything to add here to this?
I listen to you when you speak about it is. And when you come from the place of I am, that is where your power lies. That is where your power lies. Questioning about it is and we are is not as important as coming back to your center as an individual, I am. And knowing that everyone around you are their I am individual people. Bless you. Yes, thank you.
Other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Rita. When you said that this is the first time this has happened to our Earth, could you explain that, please, why it's the first time? Wait a minute. I mean to say that it is the first time that's happened to our Earth, but why is this the first time that this has ever happened? Is that what you said, sir?
This is the first time that this has ever happened as it is happening here in terms of a collective consciousness on the planet moving up in vibration into a higher dimension, moving through the ascension process at the same time as the planet that they are occupying on.
Wow.
And also there is the solar system and the galaxy as well. For as one shifts in consciousness, as one moves in consciousness, all move in consciousness.
And then what? Sorry.
How about you deal with the here and now, and then we get to the then what, when that comes.
All
okay?
Right. Sorry.
What is it? Inquisitive minds want to know?
That's the way my mind is. I'm sorry.
No need to be sorry.
Okay.
Other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
So the terminology, the event, has just come into my awareness this past week. And I would like to know, like, I think of an event as we draw our last breath and expire, or we are born and draw our first breath, like major things of change. And so I'd like you to talk about that, because I don't really know what that means, but I do have connections with people who are very afraid, and I slip into that fear and feel sometimes my life is very unstable, and wondering, like, are there things that I need to do or would help to do or to show, or I don't know, it's just a unsettling. So I just want you to speak to that.
Yes, this is all part of the awakening process, and all are going through it in their various way, individually and as a collective. And you are continuing to move in a direction of it going through an ascension process. And in order to do that, if you were doing it alone without help, it would be possibly lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. But because of the circumstances and prime creator saying enough is enough, that it is, there is much help that is coming in many respects. And one of the help that is coming are the energies that are coming into the Earth from many different sources, but one particular source is the Galactic Central Sun. And from the Galactic Central Sun is a pulse of energy. This pulse of energy, when it hits the Earth, is the event, or it triggers the event, we shall say. And from there will be many things occurring. But there will also be what you would call mini events or mini dominoes that will be falling. And they are already beginning to fall. And as they continue to fall, you will see more and more various things happening here on the planet, and many things that you have not even been aware of that are happening off planet. Some are just now coming into an understanding of all of the off-planet happenings that have been going on, from your secret space programs here, which the general public does not know anything about, but this information is coming out more and more, and this will be part of the mini-events, we shall say here. Disclosure, all of this will come about. But when this pulse of energy comes, this is the main event. This is the crescendo. This is the catalyst, you might say, that will trigger off the full consciousness shift across the planet as you move from 3D into 4 and 5D as a collective whole. It is the best way we can explain it. Anything to add here, Shira?
We picked up on her information about, you know, her feelings of fear sometimes.
Yes.
And we would say that fear is probably not one of those emotions that many people have in this room, but they have been through that. They have been through that. It's part of the clearing that they have done individually. And we would say that if something rises for you, you spoke at great length earlier about moving through issues when they come up. We would say that that is a good thing to do. It sounds like you are managing your fears and your concerns. But if they come up, one of the things that we share is self-forgiveness. Take a look at them, feel them, sense them. See if they really are yours or if they're other people's. And know that everything is being orchestrated for the event and for everything else that is occurring. You may look at the world, look at the newspapers, look at all of the news that is out there and get a sense of fear. We understand that. But if you can process through that, forgive yourself and move forward, you may have another day where you have a day of smiles and then a day of tears. All of this is part of each and every individual, what you are experiencing, what you are moving forward on. So we would say that the event is not to be afraid of. The event is a wonderful, wonderful event that will take all to a whole new level of understanding. And there will be many shifts and changes before that that will bring you to a point of being excited about this too. Okay?
You say many times that all is being orchestrated. And in your particular case, the one who has asked this question, look at how the orchestration has already happened within your life. You just began to hear about the events, and here you are. You see how it all comes together, how your higher self is working with the higher selves of the collective consciousness to bring all of this together. So be of good cheer, people. Other questions here? Any further question?
Can I ask for clarification?
Yes.
Okay. You clarify that, and I don't mean to be critical or any of that stuff, but could you clarify, this is my experience, I want to know if it's true, that fear resides in the future of the unknown. So if we're living in the now, there can't be fear. Is that correct?
You are living in the now, in the perfect now. Yes, that is correct. But fear also comes from the past, from your programming. This is where fear resides. So if you let go of the past, as we keep saying here, go with the flow, let things be, let it be, as the Beatles said. This will help you to move into the present now. Be in the now. All is happening in the now. There is no other than the now. And if you fully come to understand that and live in the moment, in the joy of the moment, as we have said several times, stop trying to find a moment of joy in your life. Instead, look for the joy in every moment. And you will come more and more and more to understand this whole ascension process, and you will feel perfectly comfortable with it, and the fear and all of this will be gone. For fear cannot reside in the future that is ahead for you. There are no further questions then. There is another one that is clamoring here to jump in. You know we cannot hold him off very often, very long. So here momentarily he come in here.
Yeah,
speaking to you. Just had to come in and share a little bit of something with you. You know, I know I could not let a moment like this go by without getting my two cents in. And certainly this is a time to celebrate, is it not?
Yeah.
And those of you that were on the previous advance, what did we do when we were celebrating? We sang. Celebrate. Remember this?
Yeah.
Remember how much fun we had rocking and rolling and celebrating?
Yeah.
Well, just to let you know, you have not seen anything yet. This was wonderful today, but it was just a smidgen, as one who serves said earlier, the other one who serves said earlier, that you are going to have tremendous energies that are going to come into you. And it will literally, in many respects, lift you off of the ground. Think about this, how you are feeling lighter now. Many of you are saying you are feeling lighter now. Well, what if this energy comes in and it moves into you and it literally does lift you off the ground? I think you will know then you have arrived, right? So do not be concerned about anything. Fear, all of this stuff is in the past. It is your past programming. It is not your future. It is certainly not in the now. So let all of that go and get ready to celebrate. We are going to have such a wonderful time. The tables are set. We speak of the council tables, but we also speak of the celebration tables that are waiting there. Many of them are actually set. We are not kidding here. They are set. They have been ready for you for some time. Many times there was going to be a moment where everything was going to shift and then it was held off and held off. We know how frustrated you are, but we also get frustrated in a way too. Not the way you do, for we know that it is all happening and there is no concern that it is not going to happen. We know some of you still wonder, well, they keep saying this and they say that and soon and all of this, but when is it going to actually happen? And we say, we always come back with, it's already happening. And then you say, well, yeah, sure, it's happening for you, but not for us. You see? So just let all of this go. It is happening. It is in the present now. And we are going to have so much fun. We're already having a great deal of fun, but we are going to have so much more fun with you. And, okay?
Okay.
Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
I am Ashira. What a wonderful day. A wonderful day of experience for you. Wonderful day for you to know and feel your oneness with one another as a group and your power that you have as a group. In building this pillar of light is to a beacon of light. A beacon that shines high in the sky and around the world. The love from this group, the light from this group, emanates from this place right here, right now, across the world. And when you think of that, joining with others across the world who are also meeting, having channeling sessions, having discussion groups, having focus on the future and on the now. The now that is here with you. We are very excited. All of us are. You can tell that. We're excited because we know that everything is unfolding exactly as it should. Everything has been orchestrated. It has been moved through the heavens. As one who serves said, that Mahendran and Cecile would move into this house. And this house would become the new center. And that James and Joanna would be moving to Northern Arizona. And yet still be a part of this group. Still be a part of everything that is occurring. Yes, we are excited. And we are happy to be with you, to share with you, to care with you. Give you our love and our light. Namaste.
Namaste.